Andy Zoden here with KickServeRadio.com. Tennis on Air with Andy Zoden and Mile High Sports Radio. This segment is brought to you by USTA Colorado. Go to ColoradoTennis.com for all of your competitive and recreational tennis needs. That's ColoradoTennis.com. I'm joined by the one and only Taylor Dent. On the weekend eve of Wimbledon, Taylor, much bigger news than just tennis coming out of England as the British public has voted to secede from the European Union. How big of a concern should this be for tennis players taking the stage at the grandest stage of them all, the All England Club in England for Wimbledon?
I don't think it's going to be that big of a deal for the players. The biggest notice that they're going to have is obviously with the markets reacting to the uncertainty of the new move. The British pound went down 10%, so effectively their prize money has gone down 10%. But other than that, I think that this is, it's been a discussion for Great Britain for over 20 years now that they've been saying they need to, have their own independence in every matter. So I think that everybody's kind of been ready for it, and now it's just an adjustment phase.
Taylor, you've been working with Jared Donaldson, one of the fresh young Americans who's making a name for himself out on the tour. Let's talk a little bit about the progress that you have made with Jared, and then tell us what you're seeing from some of these other young gun Americans, what their chances are of maybe eventually moving into the second week of one of these majors, like maybe Wimbledon 2016.
As far as Jared goes, right now we're just really honed in and focused on getting him stronger to play these bigger, more mature guys. I think it's a big reason why between 18, 19-year-olds breaking through like you have in the past is you need to be a big, strong person to compete in tennis right now. You can't just be a great shot maker or a great grinder. You have to kind of have the whole package. So that's where Jared's next big improvement is going to be. And as far as the other Americans are going, Taylor Fritz has been really impressive. I got to speak to Sam Querrey after his match with Fritz earlier in the year, and Sam was saying, man, he's hitting the ball as big as anybody's ever played, and he can't really expose too many weaknesses just because Fritz is always on the offense, the first strike. So Fritz has been very, very impressive. And then, you move on to Tiafo, who, he looks very talented as well. I mean, he's got a great first serve. People have given him a hard time about the technique on that, but really when you look at the ball quality, it's good. He serves a high percentage, gets a lot of aces, gets a lot of weak balls off of that first serve, and he follows it up with a really big forehand. It's the world-class forehand.
Taylor, you mentioned Sam Querrey. He, John Isner, and to some extent Jack Sock all have games that it would seem would be tailor-made for doing awfully well on the grass at Wimbledon. Of those three, who might American tennis fans be most optimistic about with the way they're playing right now to perhaps show up in the second week at Wimbledon?
Well, obviously, the hot player is Steve Johnson. I mean, he had a loss to Stefan Kozlov on grass a couple weeks ago, and he was, it's pretty, for Steve Johnson caliber, that's a little bit of a shock, but, Kozlov is a very talented player on grass. He hits the ball a little flatter, so that makes it tricky. But Steve Johnson's in the final of the tournament this week, so obviously playing well on grass. So if you're going to go with the informed player, maybe Steve Johnson's your pick.
Okay, now we're looking at, it seems like a changing of the guard. Obviously, the French Open, it just seemed like it lacked a little pizzazz with Roger not even playing in the event, Rafa pulling out early. No slight to Novak Djokovic, one of the greatest of all time. Certainly, Andy Murray has to be considered one of the premier players as long as he's healthy. But are we starting to see this golden era of Federer, Nadal, Djokovic, and Murray finally starting to tail off and sort of make room for some of these younger players to start carrying home the big trophies?
Obviously, you're going to need players to replace them. They're not just going to continue to win and say, oh, we're done. Reality is Federer and Nadal, they're still, Djokovic is still winning, so he's not going anywhere anytime soon. So, it's going to take players to replace him. One guy who I think has the game to do it really exciting to watch for me is a Dominic Thiem. He hits the ball so big, and he's kind of my pick to be the next first-time Grand Slam winner.
Finally, Taylor, before we let you go, when Patrick McEnroe was director of U.S. player development, a lot of different folks had levied some criticism about maybe a little bit of exclusivity with respect to the coaches that were going to have access to top American players. It seems to me from a distance, and I don't know if you agree with this or not, but that Martin Blackman has been a little more inclusive and tried to maybe learn from some of those criticisms and is bringing in some of the players like yourself and some of the guys that have been there and done that, past champions from the United States. Do you start to sense that there's a swell of optimism around American tennis based on the platform and the execution of Martin Blackman so far in that role?
Yeah, I think if you look back to what Patrick McEnroe was doing, whether it's justified or not, I'm not saying it is justified or not, but people had a sense that it was the USTA versus everybody, and that included other Americans, other American coaches as well. You were either with the USTA or you weren't, type of thing. Now, I'm not saying that's accurate. That was just sentiment. And Martin Blackman, I think, has been hired to basically crush that sentiment. And he's done a very, very good job. I just think, the delivery of what Martin has done, that's been his mission number one, is to make sure that everybody feels like the USTA is helping them to some degree. And so, in that sense, it's a great success.
You mentioned when we talked another time that that your first big match at Wimbledon was on center court against Andre Agassi. Obviously, Andre's game was helped along greatly and enhanced greatly by Gil Reyes, who Martin Blackman has apparently hired to become the head of U.S. player fitness and conditioning. How great of an add do you think that will be for an American tennis if Gil Reyes is really allowed to be able to impart his wisdom on our players here in the United States?
I think it's amazing, but it's going to take the players to seize upon that opportunity. And, it may seem like a no-brainer from the outside looking in, but, just to get to that level of being considered one of the next hopefuls to be, top 50, top 100, you've done a pretty good job so far. And a lot of it is stubbornness, like, oh, well, I know what's best for me. And a lot of it is just fear. I don't want to change what I'm doing. I might lose what I have. But I think there will be a handful of players that step out of there, use Gil Reyes, and they're going to improve from it. I mean, you can't, even if there's a trainer that goes and talks to Gil Reyes and doesn't agree with everything he says, you can't argue with the experience that Gil Reyes has. He's been around Andre Agassi. He's been around some other great players. So he knows something. He knows a lot of good things about how to make somebody stronger and faster.
Last year, Taylor, it was Serena chasing a calendar slam. This year, it's Novak Djokovic. Serena couldn't get it done, was upset in the semifinals in New York. Does Novak Djokovic become the first man since Rod Laver to win that calendar slam?
It's so tough to say. It's unbelievable. And, everybody thought Serena was a lock to do it, right? Right up until she did lead in that final and then looked like nerves took over and didn't become the same player. We have seen Djokovic in the past suffer from nerves. I mean, I remember watching him play a semifinal against Nishikori and just was not the same player at all. And it looked like nerves to me. He just looked very passive, very cautious, very careful. So if everybody's playing their best tennis, does Djokovic win the calendar slam? In my opinion, 100%. He's right now, I think, head and shoulders above everybody else. But I think that the pressure of that, the closer it gets, is pretty rough. And if you have a tendency, in his past, he's dealt with pressure by bouncing the ball 300 times before a serve. I mean, he's not immune to that. So I think it's going to be a really tough challenge for him to do.
Great points, as always. He's Taylor Dent, one of the greats in American tennis history. Taylor, thanks so much for joining us on KickServeRadio.com and Mile High Sports Radio on the weekend eve of Wimbledon 2016. Really appreciate it.
Thanks, Andy.